Welcome to CERT's podcast series, Security for Business Leaders. The CERT program is part of the Software Engineering Institute, a federally funded research and development center at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You can find out more about us at CERT.org. Show notes for today's conversation are available at the podcast website. My name is Julia Allen. I'm a senior researcher at CERT, working on operational resilience and software assurance. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Brett Lambeau. Brett is the director of the Cyber Exercise Program with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's National Cybersecurity Division. I'd also like to welcome one of my colleagues, Matt Bukovic, a member of CERT's Resilience Enterprise Management Team. Today, Brett, Matt, and I will be discussing something I think pretty interesting, how scenario-based exercises can be used to help organizations identify and mitigate their cyber and IT infrastructure risks. Exercises can be conducted at the state, regional, federal, and international levels. And our listeners might be familiar with CyberStorm. It is one example of a national-level exercise that we'll be talking about towards the end of the podcast. So with no further ado, glad to have you with us today, Brett. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And Matt, great to have you on the call.
Great to be here.
Okay, so Brett, we're going to be talking mostly about your program today, which is a great opportunity for us here at CERT. So could you, just by way of an introduction, could you tell our listeners a little bit about the primary purpose for cyber exercises and from your point of view, why you found them to be effective?
Sure. Yeah, the real value of conducting cyber exercises, very very much like with normal traditional exercises that people might be used to seeing on the news, where you know, you've got fire trucks in the parking lot and people with ketchup on their foreheads and things like that. The real value of that, especially in the cyber arena, is to be able to really create a no fault environment for people to road test plans and procedures that they have in place for cybersecurity matters, cyber incident response, or actually more importantly, plans and procedures that they think they have in place. A lot of times, we'll write standard operating procedures and get together